Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. In today's podcast, I'm live on a pre-recorded line with clients who call in once a week to speak with me, and I have the honor and blessing of doing so. In today's call, I'm talking about guarding the doors to your mind, being mindful of what you put in your brain. We all have times in our life that we're more vulnerable or more susceptible to being pulled in by drama, negativity, strife. And the truth is, we are our own gatekeeper. We have the ability to guard our mind with our lives, realistically, because it is what determines our quality of life. So today's call, I'm talking with a caller about being mindful of what you put in your mind, because the reality is if we don't make that choice for ourselves and we allow other things to do that, we can go down a path we may not want to. Take a listen, see what you can glean from this episode in your continued journey in overcoming. And take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com. We're going to move overcoming into a community in a different dimension this year. Thanks so much for listening.
I just wanted, I've been on a downward spiral for the last month and a half. I can't seem to get back out of it. I don't know what started it. I don't know. Well, I know we moved in the process, so I'm farther away from the doctor that I go to. But it's not just that. I don't know how to bounce back, as you would say, tonight.
So it started about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
About 6 weeks, 6-7 weeks ago.
Got it. Which, just so you know, was that around Thanksgiving, a few weeks before Thanksgiving?
It was before that.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been about 2 weeks before that, at least.
Okay.
I didn't specifically pinpoint it, but it's one of those that I should have been writing down in my book, and I haven't done that. The only thing that I have done in a positive sense is, you know, keep taking the drops and also keeping my appointment, you know, with the doctor. That was a big thing with me because I was up like 12 pounds in a month.
Okay.
So it was really hard.
Yeah. But you kept your appointment.
But from that standpoint, you know, I did feel better about myself. But it's still, I don't know what started it, I guess, is, you know, or what to do to come out of it.
So, let me ask you, in the past, last year, the year before, traditionally this time of year, how is your eating during this time of year, like mid-November-ish to like mid-March?
Very hard. I know I did suffer from SAD, so, you know, seasonal depression, and I know that's part of what I went into.
Mm-hmm.
But, that is whenever, you know, my eating is totally out of hand. It's like, and every diet that I've ever been on or any time I've ever tried to lose weight, I get to that point, and then it's like a no-win situation after that.
Mm-hmm. This time of year.
This time of year, yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's why I asked. Can you hear me okay? I switched my mic off because I can hear you better, but can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine, yes.
Okay, great. All right, I'm just going to keep it this way because I was having a hard time hearing you the other way because my microphone is having issues. So, all right. So this time of year tends to be harder for you, and that's kind of normal pattern for you.
Yes.
Okay. So it's always good to look at that piece. Do you know what that part is about? Do you know why this time of year is harder? You mentioned like some mild depression. Is that typical?
Yes.
Okay.
I know that I lost a lot of family members during this period of time between not so much November, December, but January, February. I lost family members, but that's like 40 years ago. But it's the depression is there, especially when the sun's not shining.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense to me. All right. Do you know if it has to do with the family members passing, or do you think it's more seasonal? Have you thought about it?
I think it's more seasonal. I think it's more seasonal. I really do. I don't function very well whenever the sun's not shining.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense at all.
It does. Yeah, I believe in, I mean, there. You know, this seasonal affect disorder, I believe in it. I've seen noted differences for clients, for myself. I definitely, I think that there's validity to that diagnosis. So I get that. Is there anything that helps you with the seasonal depression?
Not that I can just put my hand on. Not that I can think of. Just like I said, it's crazy, but I go through periods of time like this, and then it's like, okay, the eating gets out of control, the lack of exercise gets out of control, it's just, and then it's in that vicious cycle again, where the less I do, the more I want to eat, and, it's just a crazy time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let me give you some kind of ideas to experiment with, because, we'll talk about kind of life stuff first, and then we'll bring it into food.
Okay.
Because it sounds like with respect to the grief and the loss of the past, that's not really the impact. It sounds like it's more seasonal, but as you go through this time period, it would be interesting for you just to note if that comes up at all in January or February. Because I do believe in that part, too, that our body and our mind know when there has been loss in the past, particularly if they're significant people to us. So it would just be good to note for you. Have you tried, but let's talk about life and food, and I'll kind of leave that piece off to the side just since you don't think it's that relevant right now. Have you tried things like sun lamps in your home?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's kind of a standard recommendation that's given across the board therapeutically for anybody who suffers from seasonal kind of depression. And you can buy them. They're not expensive at all. You can actually buy bulbs that go into your lights that simulate sunlight.
Okay.
And they're like $6. On Amazon, they might be 20. But it would, that bringing those into your environment at home might be really helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Some other things that people recommend around the seasonal, the seasonal piece, and there's lots of recommendations out there, but planning some trips during this time period, if you can, to places that are warmer and sunnier. Even if you can't live there, but going there for a week and kind of planning that piece can help people get through longer winters.
Okay.
So even if you have to drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Interesting enough, we just took a 4-day weekend to Florida, which really, really helped.
Yeah.
That time. And so that was a great idea. So.
Yeah. So that would be something. Go ahead.
I started to say our anniversary is in January. We weren't going to be able to do it then, so we did it about 2 weeks ago. That really, like I said, helped.
And so that might be something maybe you can think about. Even if it's just a long weekend that you can drive, that's even like sunnier in your state or some other place that you can get to. Planning a couple of those throughout the winter months can be really helpful for people that kind of dive into that slump a little bit. the sunlight lamp bulbs that go into your lights can be really helpful as well, just to get some sun in your system, so to speak. Conversely, then, it's also recognizing things that you love to do. Is there anything that you really like to do in the rain or the, you know, the more cloudier, colder months, like reading books, journaling, painting, pottery?
I love reading, and I have been doing some quilting. I did it last year, and it seemed to really help because it takes my mind off from it. You know, what the day's like out because I'm doing something.
Yep. And when you're doing things with your hands, it's really helpful because from a tactile perspective, right, we eat with our hands. But if we find other things to do with our hands, we're less likely to need to use our hands to eat out of just comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so doing those things, you know, and maybe planning some things that you want to do with that, whether you want to make a blanket for somebody or, you know, like a project orientation.
Okay.
Putting your mind to use in that way during these months can be really helpful, and it can give you purpose.
Okay.
And then doing that in an element that's upbeat, right? So using brilliant, vibrant colors. If you're reading, if you're reading books, it's not the time to read Of Men and Mice. My daughter just read that book, and I reread it, the ending with her, and I like sobbed again. So it's not the time to read a book like that.
Right.
Like, so during this time period, if the outside weather affects you, then this is the time to read inspirational books, motivational books, things that are upbeat, that really keep you in a lighthearted space.
Okay.
You have to be really intentional with what you put in your mind when your mind is weak. And it's not that you're weak, your mind is, right? When we're in a low energy perspective, right? When we're kind of more in that sadness or depression kind of curve, our mind is weak, and it will take in input from sad things, from angry things, and we don't want to feed it that.
That's true.
So being, because the mind will hold on to that. So now's the time to be really intentional in what you're reading and how it makes you feel. What you're watching and how it makes you feel. Because all of that has an impact on how we move through life and what we feel daily. So guard the doors to your mind. This is true for everybody, but particularly when we're in a vulnerable situation. So put things in your mind that fill you up with joy, with happiness, with inspiration, with motivation. And when you look at a book cover or a description of a book or a movie, what's in the movie, right? When you look at those things, when you read the description, get a sense for, is this going to bring me a sense of joy, a sense of inspiration, a sense of motivation? And if the answer is no, put it down.
Okay.
In the summer, you can do it then. There's a great book you want to read. It's like Of Mice and Men, makes you sob. Don't read it now. That book is the most amazing book, but it's the saddest ending ever. In any case, right? So put that to where, you know, a space and place where your mind is really strong. Maybe for you that's in the spring or the summer where things are a bit lighter outside.
Okay. I do appreciate it.
Yeah. And then when it comes to food, think about foods for you, right? Because we want to kind of spiral back out of this. Think about foods for you that give you a feeling of comfort, right? That give you a feeling of comfort, but that are still healthful.
Okay.
So it might be some cauliflower soup. It might be more soups or chilies that are on plan. That might resonate with you more.
Okay.
It might be some wholesome baked chicken with some great bone broth that's added to it, as opposed to grilling chicken.
Okay.
Right, with some cauliflower rice. So you've got kind of an element of comfort there. That might help you line up to kind of get out of this slump that you're in with your food. Try to look for things that are on plan that are healthful, but that really feel nurturing to you. Because when we're in that space of depression and sadness, you know, our soul is looking for comfort. That's what it's looking for.
Okay.
And so where the incongruence comes, right, is when our soul is looking for comfort, but yet the food that we are bringing into our mouth is like salad or roughage, which I love salads, don't get me wrong, but they generally, for most people, are not comfort foods.
Right. It's hard for me to eat salads in the wintertime.
Right. Yeah. And just so you know, that's classic and it's primal. That is tribal primal stuff. There's a reason why, because we didn't used to have availability for salad in the dead of winter. Crops didn't grow.
Right.
We just didn't, right? In any case, it's very normal for people, unless they live in a warm climate. I live in Florida, so like it's a little different here. Right. But right. In living different parts of the East Coast, I grew up in New Jersey and I didn't eat salad or fruit in the winter. I just didn't. It just didn't taste good. So, but couldn't you do a baked apple? Can you do, like I said, some cauliflower soups or some mashed cauliflower? You know, can you do that baked chicken? Think about foods that really resonate comfort with you.
Okay.
As opposed to try and be congruent, here's where it comes into play, right? Be congruent with how you feel with your food, but you can still pick healthful foods. But if you try and if you're feeling sad or you're feeling depressed and you're trying to shove salad in your mouth and salad doesn't feel comforting to you, it's not going to feel good. And so then we eat two bites of salad, and then we turn around and we eat a hot fudge brownie sundae. And then we hate ourselves for doing it. But
right.
But how we felt was sad, and what our soul was screaming for was something ooey and gooey and warm and yummy. And we were trying to eat something crunchy and hard and cold. Doesn't match. Match your food and your feelings, but you can do that healthfully. And that is your ticket to get out of this.
Okay. I really appreciate that.
Well, you are really welcome. And I appreciate you coming on and being so forthright, because what you're talking about is so common. And in that, I'm not discounting your experience. I don't want you to hear that. What I want you to hear is that you're not alone and that there are ways to work with this. It's just recognizing how you feel and then, you know, shifting your environment a little bit to help bolster or support you through this time period that's darker and colder. And then also shifting your food to what feels comforting and nurturing, but what can still be healthful for you on plan. And there's plenty of options. So if you can't think of something or you're not, you know, not feeling creative or what else can I do besides the couple things that Wendy mentioned, that's where you can call your doctor. And if they don't know, they'll get a hold of me and I can give you more. But they have a lot of recipes on hand, or, you know, and so you have access to the Facebook page.
I printed out the whole recipe book. I have that, and it's just a matter of opening it and using it.
Yeah.
But like I said, in that spiral, I couldn't kick myself out of it enough to figure out which way to go. But I really appreciate what you said.
Yeah. Well, good. It just guard the doors to your mind. Put some sunlight in your situation. You know, maybe get some vacations, but you can get the sun lamps. pretty inexpensively, you know, and get some projects going so there's some passion and purpose to each day.
Thank you, Wendy.
You are very welcome. Thanks for coming on. And all of the things that I mentioned to that previous caller, you know, I know she said that she's, you know, kind of working through some kind of seasonal depression, but recognize, you know, what I said about guarding the doors to your mind, that's true for all of us, because we all have days that we feel down. It may not be a depression necessarily, but there may be days or time periods that we might just feel down. And it's at those times that we need to guard the doors to our mind even more. Because the impact that our environment has on us is radical. Even more so when we're down and vulnerable. So if you're having a bad day, it's not the time to watch a sad movie. It's going to do the converse, you see, because all of that can impact your food and your eating, how you feel, and then how low it brings you. So recognize that that's true for all of us. And so if you're having a bad day or a bad moment or a bad couple of hours or a bad week, whatever that is, right, recognize where your threshold is and guard those doors to your mind to give yourself what you know you need to keep yourself up. Because that's our job, essentially, is to keep our heart space light and joyful as much as we can. And you can't do that when you're bogged down. So you've got to be really mindful of what you put into your mind, more so now than ever. I mean, gosh, between all the different outlets of social media and all the different perspectives you get from the different outlets of social media and who says what and how they say it and how many followers they have and how many likes they have, in this era, you have to guard the doors to your mind even more, so that you can keep yourself healthy and strong, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.